Okay, anyway, what we're going to do right now for this little episode, if you will, is we're going to talk about, you know, establishing clear goals. That's the first step in changing anything that you want to do in life. If you want more money, bigger business, better relationships, whatever it is in life that you desire to have, I mean, you have to start with goals. Now, the majority of people out there that aren't getting the results of a life in whatever capacity that is, it doesn't matter if it's in a relationship or in a business venture or, you know, happiness in general and having the life that you want to live, it is because you don't have a clear defined goal set or a route or path, an end result that you're trying to get. And without having that clear path, then you basically are going to be going sideways. There's no focus, there's no direction, there's no nothing. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to establish a clear goal for everything you're setting out to do. Now that doesn't matter, again, like I said, if you want to make more money, you need to put it out and set the goal and follow it. If you want a better relationship with your children, your spouse, whatever, I mean, same scenario. It's the need concept I've come up with, and I call it. And I basically use this to, assist other companies and things like that. Now, this information and everything that I talk about here on these webinars and my podcasts and different things like that are to help people. And I do it because I feel that I want to give back. I have some knowledge that I've learned over 20 years of doing business globally. I mean, I've built companies, which I still have. I've helped other companies build new companies and scale their companies to make more money. That's essentially what I find myself doing mostly now, which is cool because it's really what I like to do. It's basically, consulting and things like that because I enjoy it. And the experience is, pretty much from 20 years of being in business, like I said, globally. And not only that, I mean, it's from probably a good 15 years at least of study on business and self-help and different things like that. So I, to this day, spend at least 2 hours a day on self-improvement type of work, and I do it religiously. It doesn't matter. I don't miss a day with it. I'm either reading or I'm writing notes or books or doing different things that I feel that are going to better me as a human being and increase my chances of fulfilling a happy life and being able to see the world in the way I like to see it, in a positive light instead of all this negative energy and things like that. So anyway, that's another topic and another episode, but we'll get back to the goal setting thing here. Now, I like to use a few examples, which I'll share with you as we go over some of this. But if you look at, before I get started, I just want to say that you're probably checking out the recorded version, but we do this, I try to do it once a week, time permitting. And if you want to join it, I can either send you the sign up form where you can join the live broadcasts that we're doing, here right now. And there's people that are obviously joining and I can see you here, but I don't have chat on. I took the chat off just because it just gets a little bit too overwhelming because everybody's asking questions as I'm going through things. And I'd prefer to answer any questions that you have after the fact. So I see that there's about four or five of you right now. Karen and Jim and whoever that are, hi guys, by the way, sorry to be rude. You're asking questions already and we're not even started. So it kind of gets me off topic and it's a little bit hard to do the chat thing as we're trying to get to the points here that I'm trying to make. So any questions, I'll try to answer it, afterwards, if you send me, what it is you aren't clear on, I'll do my best to help you with that. Okay. So again, if you want to sign up for this, you can either contact me or hit the link that follows this on the live webinar and you'll be, set up and you'll get notification of the next broadcast live. And the other thing too is we record them. Obviously, if you're watching this recorded version, you obviously see that we record them because of, you know, different time zones and things all over the world. And we have friends and clients and different things like that all over the place. So anyway, let's get to this. Okay. Clear goals. Absolute first start in anything like we talked about. I mean, it gives you the direction in life and it gives you the ability to know at any given time where you're going in life. Okay, so anybody that's successful, it doesn't matter what they do in life, what they're going after, what goal it is that they want to achieve, the goals that they have set out are clear and precise. And, you know, once you have that, you have a straight path that is a destination that you follow and you can get anywhere you want to go in life or have and achieve any goal that you set forth. So the problem with 95% of the entire population that is walking the planet right now is, and their number one reason that they don't succeed and they fail and do things over and over again without success is because they do not have clear defined goals established. Okay. So you're obviously not going to reach your highest potential if you're all over the place all the time and you don't have a set destination or an end game or an end goal that you're trying to achieve. So your focus, everything else kind of goes sideways and by the wayside when you don't have a clear path to follow. So I like to kind of compare it to, say, an airplane. Okay, now if an airplane is sitting on a tarmac and it is going to go, it doesn't matter where it's going. If they do not program into the navigation and into the plane itself, the clear destination and route, depending on where you are, you pronounce it different, that airplane isn't going to get there. Okay, it'll be lucky to get off the runway. And, you know, again, you know, airplanes and things like that, yeah, there's pilots, of course, but for the majority of the travel or the flight, it's all on autopilot. So the only way that can happen is when, you know, prior to takeoff, that clear destination and destination, if you will, is programmed in. Okay, so without programming it, forget it, you're not going to get there. You program it in, the thing flies itself. I mean, it can get to any destination because it has a clear route, you know, laid out and a path, etc. So doing anything in your life trying to achieve any goal is very similar to the airplane scenario. I mean, you have to know the end destination. Okay, so that's your goal. All right, so obviously without it, you're going to be wandering aimlessly through life and you you know, you're not going to be able to get or even identify what it is you truly want, and you're not going to have a clue on how to get it. So with obviously the clear and precise goals, you're focusing automatically, you know, shifts to being more productive each day with your time, and you're not going to waste it on nonsense and crazy things that are distracting that get in your way. Now, that is a big cause of failure as well. I mean, you can go and set out to, you know, do different things and improve yourself. But the problem is, if you don't have a real desire to do it and a clear mapped out plan, then distractions start to come in. It doesn't matter if it's social media distractions or people distracting you in other ways, your focus and your drive to do it are limited because you are not clear on that path. And it's so important to write out a plan and that is going to get you to that goal or that thing that you're looking to do or accomplish. Okay, so you know, the majority of failure isn't sometimes, you know, just going about things in a half-assed way. I mean, you're trying to move ahead in your mind and you believe that you're putting, you know, the right things in place, but you're not seeing results. And if you track that back and you really do some thinking about it, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, it all comes down to focus and having you know, a true destination. Okay, so you have to kind of be very serious about what you want to do and map it out, and then that way you're going to stay on track. Okay, if you kind of say, yeah, I want to lose 20 pounds in the next 3 months, if you don't have a plan to do that, that you stick to each day and review that plan and keep it fresh and let everything on the outside be in its own little planet, and you stay focused on that road to achieving the objective you set forth, then you're going to come across some resistance in achieving all this stuff. So that's kind of, you know, where number five is outlined here with the new focus and direction. You're going to start moving forward towards that desired destination. That's essentially what that means. It's being able to focus clearly on what you want to do and having it done, okay, and getting it done. And I just obviously made the statement here, you know, don't be scared, and you got to have the courage to say what you want from life in general, and you get up and start moving in that direction to get it. That's essentially what we're trying to do here with everything we're wanting to do. So when you talk about desire and, you know, increasing your chances of succeeding at meeting the goals that you set forth, we can all kind of relate to, say, trying to go on a date with another person or trying to woo them over, if you will. Maybe you did that and you're with that person now. If you are, congratulations, that's awesome. Or maybe you're in pursuit of a new relationship and you have your eye on somebody else and you have those feelings inside that I'm going to explain right now that are very much similar to what I'm talking about. Burning desire for, you know, getting to a particular destination. I use this because we can all relate to it. Some of us have done it once or twice. Some of us have done it several thousand times. It doesn't matter how many times, but you'll get it once I explain it. So here I go. Let's say you have a new interest in a significant other or another person. The feeling that you have when you're trying to get with that person or meet that person or go on a date with that person, it's very much similar to desire. It's like a burning desire where you want to, you know, you're thinking in terms of a goal. You're laying out a roadmap in your mind of what you ultimately want from that person. Now, you say, okay, well, the first step is, you know, I have to, number one, ask this person out or get them together with me, and you're excited about that, and then you're already planning, okay, the next step, okay, well, if they say yes, you know, then, you know, what am I going to do? Should we go to dinner? Should we go for a drink? Should we go to a movie? Should we go for a walk in the park or in the woods or go skiing or play golf, whatever it is, right? And then you're kind of thinking again, well, after that, next thing I'd like to do is this, and then the next thing I'd like to do is this, and then ultimately, what you're doing there is you have a burning desire to do that because it's in your heart. It's what your focus is. It's automatically there because you have a desire to do it. And what are you doing essentially? You're planning out, you know, what you want to do to reach that end, you know, goal. And that's to be with that person. So you're already taking the steps. You don't know how you're going to do it yet. And you don't have to know. That's not the part that you need to know. You have to have an idea of what you want to achieve and where you are now, and then you got to fill in the middle. That's where the goal comes in and the ideas and things like that. So if we go to the next page here, need explained. Now I'm not going to talk too much about need. I'll bring it up here in a minute. But anyway, if you look at this little diagram here or whatever you want to call this thing that I did, you have your current situation on the left-hand side, okay? You have action in the middle and you have a desired situation. So the desired situation is your goal or what you want to do or what you're looking to achieve. Your current situation is where you are now, okay? So where you are now and where you want to be or your desired situation or your goal, in the middle, that's where action is. Now, action is also passion and you know, taken action, which is where you have to figure out. It's your job to figure out what you have to do as far as action goes to get from the current situation to that desired situation. So using the dating scenario that I did, your current situation is you have an interest in another person, okay? Your desired situation is you want to be with that person, or you want, you know, to share the rest of your life with them, or whatever it is you're going to do. The action part is what I kind of explained, and it is for ideas that started coming to mind. Okay, the action is, okay, the first thing I have to do is I have to ask them out, or I have to try to get with them and go meet or do whatever. And then you automatically started thinking about, well, after that, maybe we'll do this. After this, maybe we'll do this. You know, so you're already taking action, and your action is falling into place, into steps that are going to get you to that desired situation. So you're already making advancements to get there. Okay. So that is very much the same way you take on any goal or desired situation or end result that you want to achieve in life. First, you have to analyze where you are, and then you have to look at what you want. And it's your job to figure out the middle, the action part, and that's the steps and how you're going to achieve it. Now, there's a couple of ways of doing this that I do every day. I mean, I sit down in the morning and there's 10 things I write down for new ideas. And it doesn't matter in what area of my life. So say business, I want to increase my you know, service, if you will, in business. I write down 10 new ideas that I feel may help me get ahead in my business. Now, I do the same with personal type of things, and I do it with a lot of different things, and it really helps. Now, I suggest you start doing this because the ideas start to fly out like crazy. And I tell you right now, a lot of them are going to be silly and never ever happen. And you might reflect back someday and say, what was I thinking? You know? And that's the fun part about it. It doesn't matter if they, you know, not all of them are going to be good. Not all of them are going to work. What it's doing is it's basically increasing your mental capacity and your ability to take action and to see things in a different light. Okay. Now, without getting too technical here, the experts, I mean, have said that the majority of human beings that are alive today use about 10% of their brain, their ability and their brain function. So their thinking, I mean, we're using about 10% of our potential capacity on average. So if you can increase that by 5 or 10%, you think in, you know, what reward you're going to get for that in every area of your life by increasing your mental capacity and the way you think about things and so on. I mean, that's huge. If you just doubled that to say 20%, I mean, that's going to make a huge difference in your life in the run of a, you know, 12-month period or so, or even longer. So I know for a fact that it's helped me significantly. And to say significantly is an understatement. I mean, but anyway, you get the idea. That's how you exercise your mind. It's like, you know, people exercise their bodies, okay, and they forget about their mind. People, you know, don't spend any amount of money or time exercising their mind, but they have no problem going to spending $100 a month on a gym membership. I mean, spend $100 as well on books, or, you know, taking a course or getting a coach or a mentor or somebody like that that's going to help you with the mental approach, because with your mind, that creates everything that we have now. Everything in your world now is a direct result of what the way you think and what you've put into place for yourself and the action you have taken from any situation that you currently are in to get to the desired end situation. So it's so important that you start to increase your mind and learn. I mean, just because you're done school, technically, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you have to stop learning. And, you know, if you're in business or you're in any job, it doesn't matter what it is, you can learn more about that, become an expert in that industry by increasing your knowledge and reading about it and learning more. And the more of an expert you are at anything that you do, the more you're going to get. I mean, you can't, it doesn't work any other way. You get what you're worth, and what you're worth is your expert knowledge in any given industry or field or subject or whatever. And that's the way it works. Something for nothing doesn't exist. And you've probably heard me rant on this many times on other, you know, podcasts or whatever these things are. You know, I talk about all kinds of things like something for nothing doesn't exist and all this. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous to think that it does. It simply doesn't. So with that said, let's talk about the magic formula, okay, to get anything you want to get based on your expert knowledge in any given industry or what you do for a product, a service. The service is, you know, yourself as a service. Like, that's, again, you could be in consulting, or you can be in any type of profession, really, and you can sell any type of product. But there's three things that you have to have, and that's the need part, okay, to be successful. There's three things, and without this, you are not going to succeed at anything as far as products go, or selling yourself or service or whatever it is. And that's even selling yourself to another person, as far as in a relationship. And I don't mean to make it sound like you're selling yourself to anybody. That's probably the wrong words, but anyway, you're going to understand what I mean by this. There's three things that have to be in line, and that's what essentially you reap all your rewards in life through. And it's going to go like this. It's the first thing is a need for what you do, or a need for that product and service. That has to be something that is there, or you have to create it. There's got to be a need or a niche. Okay, this is the number one thing. The second thing is your ability to do it. Okay, that's where your expert knowledge comes in, your expertise comes in. That's your ability to do it. And third, which is probably the most important thing, and obviously the more you are an expert, or the better you are at, you know, your ability to do something, is where this third and probably the most important thing comes in. And that is the difficulty in replacing you. Okay, so the first thing is the need for what you do. The second thing is your ability to do it, or your expertise in the industry or area or product. And third, which again to me is the most important thing, is the difficulty in replacing you. Those three things right there are the magic formula for everything in life. Okay, now it doesn't matter if it's business or product. That was a perfect scenario that I just explained for that purpose. But you also have to be worthy of being with somebody else. They have to need what you have. You have to be able to give it to them. And the difficulty in replacing you, or for anybody to want to replace you, you know, say in a relationship or anything like that, or a friendship, that's going to be impossible because of what you give them that they need. Their needs are being met by you. And you can never, ever work on being an expert at satisfying somebody and offering or rendering a service, which is yourself, and doing it 150% for that other person. That is just something that you have to strive to do. So that's like a product. You have to better that. You got to become a better experienced, and you got to be extra special at it, and learn and know it inside out in order to be difficult to replace. So that's the need thing. Okay. Now, anyway, we're going to, like I said, I'm going to continue to do these, and we're going to try to do one a week. And if you can't join us for the live version of it, then I'm going to have them recorded. And hopefully you'll be able to at least get something out of this. And again, I do this because I like to do it, and it really makes me happy. It's my mission in life to try to help other people. And I know that we all kind of have questions, and we struggle with many, many things in life. And that's just completely normal. You're not alone. But I find that sometimes with people trying to help out and make you see things in a different light. It kind of makes you go, oh, okay, I get it now. And if I can do that for one person with all of this, that's all I really care about. I mean, I do it like for a living, of course, too, to a degree, but I do all kinds of other things. I do exactly what I want to do in life, which is cool. I do what makes me happy, and I do what I want to do. So that, to me, is success, and that doesn't come overnight. It's nothing about money. There's never enough money, you know, whatever. If you're happy in life and you're content with what you have and you're not going without, and more importantly, you're helping other people that need your help, and you're doing some good for somebody or something or humanity in general, and you're giving back. Giving back is what is key. That is going to make you the happiest person in the world. The more you give, the more you'll get. It's that simple. So anyway, I'm going to get off here. Till next time, we'll talk. All right. See you.